Thank you for holding. My name is Wendy, and I'm a supervisor. How can I help you today?
Yes, this is Duraj Jalanek, and I was talking to one of your associates, and they referred me to you. Anyway, the bank caught this, and anyway, how this all started, I got a fraud on my card from the bank, and then they seen these were from Florida, and they knew I live in a small town, and you know, they knew I haven't been out of town, and anyway, I don't know what these purchases are for. It says payment to MERCH from checking for $89.65, and then another one for $87.43.
Okay. Yes, sir. I do see those on your account here. Just to make sure I have the correct account pulled up, would you verify for me, please, sir, your name and email address?
Duraj Jalanek. Do I need to spell that for you?
No, sir. I see it on the account here. I just have to have
it. Duraj Jalanek, 757 North 6th Street, Seward,
okay.
Nebraska. 68434-1407.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. That is the address that we have on the account here. And just to explain what I'm showing on my screen, so we're on the same page as far as what's happened with your card, I'm showing that there were two products ordered. There was the Biotech Solutions Testosterone and then the Biotech Nitric Oxide. These were ordered on a trial basis back on May the 19th, where you paid $7.49 and $6.59 for the shipping and handling to have those first bottles sent out. Since it was just a risk-free trial, when that trial expired, they did bill out the full purchase price for each item that was shipped out to your address. Does any of that sound familiar?
No. What I don't understand on here, it says, like, youths, Radiant or something.
Okay, that's just going to be a merchant account. They have different merchant accounts set up.
Yeah, and then the other one says Beauty Youth Care.
Yeah, I see a Youth Radiance and a Beauty Youth Care as the merchant account on here, but the charge is for the Biotech Solutions Testosterone.
Seeing it don't say nothing like that. I have nothing like that on here.
Okay, yes, sir. The $87.43 was for the testosterone, and the $89.65 was for the nitric oxide that was ordered with it. But it was ordered, like I said, on a trial basis starting back on May the 19th. Did you sign up for the trial and maybe didn't realize that it was something you'd have to call in to cancel if you weren't interested in continuing? Or is this something
that you did not do at all? That I can't remember, but that very well could have been. But I have got some back in the mail, or I've got some in the mail, and I've returned them. I put on there I did not order my credit card back for them, and I did mail them back.
Okay. All right, so let me see here. I do see that we have the account canceled. That's just to reassure you.
She just canceled a little bit ago for me.
Right. Yep. So there will not be any future shipments or charges whatsoever. As far as the fraud claim goes, I mean, I can file it as fraud, but I do have to make sure that you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation with our corporate office, and that any false claims of fraudulent charges can result in penalties like a fine. But I mean, if you're sure that no one in your household placed that original order.
No, it would have been me.
Okay, sir. So do you, I'm just trying to figure out the next step that I need to take here. You know, if you want to proceed with a fraud claim, I could send that up. You know, if you don't want to proceed with a fraud claim, I might could help with like a courtesy partial refund towards each of the charges.
Yeah, because we're talking about $170 some dollars. Mm-hmm. We're talking about $340 probably.
Oh well, no sir. I mean, we've just done the 89 and the 87. That's all you've been billed.
I've got two of them here. I got two of them here sitting right in front of me.
Well, we only billed you for one.
No.
So we billed you the $89.65 and the $87.43, and that's all we've charged you.
And I got here, this one was charged on 6/8 of this year, the $89.65 and $87.74. And the other two were charged on the same thing on June 8th. Both on June 8th.
Okay. You
87.43 and 89.65. So I've been charged twice.
Okay. It sounds like you've been charged by two different companies. We did bill you 89.65, and then we billed the 87.43. The other one, the 87, you gave me a different amount. That's not from us. So it sounds like you may have other.
No, you got the. I got the same. I got the same telephone number, so.
For two of them, yes, sir.
No, for both of them that I read you. I got the telephone number of 88-269-3329, and the other one is 88-29-1281, and that's on two different billings.
Yeah, so that would be a different company.
With the same telephone number?
Well, you just read out two different phone numbers, though.
Well, no, okay, I'll read them this way to you so you get them. This one is 88-269-3329. And this one here is 88-296-3329, which is the same that I just read you.
Okay.
And the other one is 88-29-1281. The next one is 88-29-1281.
Okay, yes, sir. So that's two different numbers then. You've got...
No? Well, yeah, I've got two different numbers, yes.
The one and the 30... Right, yes, sir. So it sounds
that's
like...
One's for the 89.65 and one's for the 87.43. And then the other one is for 87.43 and 89.65. But they both got the same telephone numbers.
Hmm. Okay.
So I've been charged twice.
Yeah, I mean, all I can see on our account here is that we billed you one time for each product. We billed you one time $89.65 and one time $87.43. Both of those charges were sent out on June the 5th. I do realize it takes the bank, you know, 2 or 3 days sometimes to process it for it to show us something for the customer. So that's why you see them
probably,
on the 8th.
Probably,
but, yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm trying to look for the date here.
Yeah, so I know you had given me like June 8th as a date on at least two of them, which sounds about right. We sent it through on the 5th. It showed up on your end on the 8th.
The two before this were on June 8th, both of them, for 87.43 and 89.65.
Right.
And then the other two were billed on 6/10.
So
2 days later.
The 8th are from us. Did you talk to your, did you mention that you had talked to your bank or your card company about the charges?
No, I didn't. They're the ones that give them to me. They're the ones that run both charges through, and it says approved and balance paid.
Right, okay. But you haven't talked to them or anything or started a dispute or anything like
well,
that?
Well, yeah, no. Well, banks don't... Banks won't do disputes. I mean, whatever I got to do on my own because that was on my debit card.
Right. I understand.
It ain't like a credit card.
Okay. I understand. I'm trying to figure out what I can do because I know that you said that you may have done the trial but didn't realize it was something that would charge you.
No.
If that's the case, I can't do it as fraud and send it up to the corporate office. I mean, I could offer like a 50% refund on each of the charges, but again, I only show two charges, one of each that came through from
us. I'm showing four charges.
Yeah.
Two on the 89.65 and two on the 87.43 from the bank.
Well, let me do one extra search here in our system. Bear with me just a moment. Let's see if this will pull up anything for me. I'm going to do a search using the first six digits and the last four of that card. Do you have that card there with you?
No, I think I still kept mine. I'm getting a new one because...
Okay, yeah.
Because I, on account of this right here, it was what started this.
Okay, yes, sir.
So we're canceling this card.
Right,
just a minute.
Right.
I put my phone down and I'll get it out.
Okay.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay. 4120-0500.
Okay. And then 1460, is that the last four digits?
Yep.
Okay. Yes, sir. I was just making sure I did
expiration
have
date. Yeah. Expiration date is 221.
Okay. Yes, sir. So I ran a search in our system using that card information, the first six digits and the last four.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it only pulled up just this one account where we've only billed you just those two charges, you know, one of each. So
yeah, then I'm going
to have to
call back.
The other phone number.
I'll have to just call the bank.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you could call the other phone number that you have and see if that gets you in contact with something other than Biotech Solutions. But,
yeah.
Yes, sir, that's all I have for you. Now, like I said,
because what they sent me, like I've been billed two times.
Right, right.
Yeah.
The only other thing that I could think of, I know that sometimes if you tell a bank to dispute a charge, they will give you like a temporary credit while they do a dispute. But sometimes it can show up differently on their end. So I'm not sure. I mean, that's why I was asking you if you had disputed the charge yet, but you said that you didn't dispute it. So that wouldn't.
No, the bank told me they I got this from the bank and they highlighted it and they told me to call you guys, so that's what I done.
Right. Okay, yes, sir. Well, again, I mean, you know, I can offer a partial refund. I could go as far as 75% off. I just can't, you know, can't file it as fraud because we're not sure.
Yeah.
Now, and again, that's up to you. If you want me to file this as fraud, I will go on ahead and do it.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm probably the one done, but didn't realize that this would happen.
Okay. Yes, sir. Well, do you want me to issue that 75% refund? I can do that towards the $87.43 and that $89.65 that we spent.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that.
Okay, yes, sir. Bear with me just a moment. Let me get all this taken care of, and then I'm going to make sure that you get some kind of confirmation number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. I'm almost done, sir. Alrighty, I've just got to refresh my screens right quick and it should give me that confirmation number. You do have one refund of $67.23 and then the second refund, I'm sorry, bear with me just a moment. Get back to that page here. I Right, that second one is 6557.
65?
57, yes, sir.
Okay.
And you'll see those both within 3 to 5 business days as a credit back to your card.
Okay.
And your confirmation number is C, as in canceled, 193.
Okay.
7994.
Okay, got it.
All righty. Well, we do.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Really appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.